ESPN 580 Orlando's live, local, and loud.
It is 6 o'clock, and we are live, local, and loud here on ESPN 580. We're broadcasting from the Victory Casino Cruises Studios, home of the only legal sports book in Central Florida. You can get in touch with the show at 844-225-5580, the text 21232. Also on Twitter at ESPN 580 Nick and at the Jerry Daniels. Happy Friday to everybody. Woo-hoo! We have made it to the weekend. Hopefully you are driving down I-4 on your way home, ready for a couple of nice days off. We got a great sports weekend in front of us as well. Orlando City is in action. We got the NBA playoffs, the Stanley Cup playoffs, and of course Saturday night, the Solar Bears are in action as well in their playoff run. So he's Jerry Daniels. I'm Nick Grunowitz, Nicky Football. Thanks for joining us. We will get into LeBron James's historic performance last night in what felt like one of those staple games we'll look back on when he's elected into the Pro Basketball Hall of Fame. Like when we're building the LeBron statues or more LeBron statues, that will be one of the games that we look back on, even though it's an innocuous game in the first round. But LeBron has now won 20 straight. LeBron teams, 20 straight first-round NBA playoff games. And also, James Jones playoff teams won 25 straight.
Does he get a statue in Miami?
Who's this, LeBron?
Yeah.
I think that's going to be a very complicated question down the road. I do. I think it's going to be a very complicated question. We'll get to that a whole lot more. But first, we want to get to the top trending stories from around Orlando. It is the Top 6 at 6.
And now, the Top 6 at 6. One.
Give us 10 minutes and we're going to tell you the top trending stories here in Central Florida. Tonight's Top 6 at 6 is brought to you by our friends at Yuengling, America's oldest brewery since 1829. It's baseball time, and that means it's time for Yuengling Summer Wheat. It is now out and available. You can get it at ABC Liquor or Total Wine near you. One of the greatest comebacks in all of NBA playoff history happened last night when the Cleveland Cavaliers... When LeBron James erased a 25-point deficit. It is the largest halftime margin overcome in all of NBA postseason history. Wow. Did you watch the game? It was madness.
I turned it off at halftime. I did. I got home. We were at Twin Peaks, right, watching the game. Yeah, Our good friends out there at Twin Peaks at Altamont Springs. I got home. I watched a couple of minutes. The game went to the half. It was probably early third quarter, actually. It was early third.
Scott Edwards, our NBA insider, was melting.
I know. I was like, thanks. No thanks. I got this. I cooked some dinner. I hung out. I recharged the batteries. But heck of a comeback. I've watched plenty of the highlights by now. Here's LeBron James reflecting on last night.
I don't know, man. I just try to put myself in position to help my teammates win. And no matter who I'm on the floor with me, I try to empower them. I try to make them better, try to make them believe that we can be great every night, no matter who's on the floor with me. And for myself, I just don't settle for being not as great as I can be.
Pacers lost that game 119-114. Now they are down three games at home. James finished with 41 points, 13 rebounds, 12 assists. It's like a video game, two blocks.
It is.
He assisted or scored on 73 points in that game.
So Russell Westbrook had the most outstanding playoff game of this season for one night.
Yeah, and LeBron answered.
51-point triple-double. LeBron came back out and said, hey, that's fine. He can win the MVP this year, but you know who the best in the world is. Heck of a game last night from LeBron James. And the Pacers, by the way, dead in the water.
Two.
Yeah, that basically was the statement there.
That's it.
Last night was a theme. You know what the theme was? We're going to sit our starters. In the fourth quarter, we just mentioned LeBron was... The reason why we only talked about LeBron is because Love and Kyrie were sitting on the bench. Well, that happened in San Antonio as well. Greg Popovich was fed up coming out of the half, and they were down by 4:50-46. And with 52 seconds into the half, he said, you guys are going to sit. So he subbed in Patty Mills, Paul Gasol, Jonathan Simmons, David Lee. Is David Lee still playing? Holy cow. Kyle Anderson for the starters. Nobody gave him lip. And that was over. The game ended, and the Grizzlies, with $2.37 going back in the pocket of Scott Inez, with his prediction that the Grizzlies would come out and win Game 3.
Yeah, I didn't take into account that if that game got kind of distant midway through the third, that he'd Pop pull. Would kind of call it. And Listen, I think it's a great move by Greg Popovich because this is an older team. Most of the guys on this team you'd rather have had 5 years ago, but they're still getting it done. You recharge, you take game three, go back home, up 3-1, and the series is completely over. Game three was a big game, of course, for David Fizdale and the Grizzlies, and of course...
Take that for data.
ESPN talked to Manu Ginobili, and he said, guess what? It's not the first time the Pop's done something like this.
No.
He's right.
It's what they do, man. It's what he does. He rests guys.
Three.
All right, the Chicago Bulls have a little thing called a lead. I'm still shocked I'm saying it. They are leading the series with the Boston Celtics 2-0. What's more shocking than that statement is the following statement. Rajon Rondo is hurt, and because of it, the Bulls might lose to the Celtics.
This is stupid. Like, this is what the NBA playoffs turn into be, is sometimes somebody gets hot. Like, you just talked about the Spurs, right? Remember when Danny Green was a thing? Like, in the playoffs and the finals, right? When Danny Green was good. Like, this is what's happened. Rajon Rondo has had a good first two games, and now we're talking about the Bulls losing Rondo as if they lost, like, Pistol Pete Maravich or something like that. But it's true. They need this guy because the drop-off at point guard from him to Jerian Grant or Michael Carter-Williams is quite drastic. And what's going to happen here is they're just going to give the ball to Dwayne Wade and Jimmy Butler more, and hopefully those guys can carry him. And speaking of Jimmy Butler, he says we're playing for Rondo now.
I mean, we're gonna miss, though, the pace that he sets for this team, the leadership that he brings, and the way that he plays. But we still got to go out there. We're expected to win. We know what we're capable of. And I guess we're doing it for him now.
Where can I buy the T-shirt for Rondo?
You know, a couple things you might not be aware of. They put a cast on him. And I was originally like, Rondo, come on, man. It's a broken thumb. Play through it.
He's done.
But he has a sprained hand that they were already concerned over. So that's why they threw the cast on it. We're going to talk a little bit more about this, but we're going to do it at 6:45 right here on Live Local and Loud.
Four.
All right, we are halfway through the top six at six. Remember, next week I'm giving away free Yingling at Twin Peaks. So come out and join us for the NBA NFL draft right there at Twin Peaks next Thursday at I-4 and 436. Okay, you need to put your TVs on tonight. You need to take the one out of the family room, put it in the living rooms, because or head out to Twin Peaks or Gators Dockside, because I'm telling you right now, there are some games you have to watch tonight. We talked about the Bulls-Celtics. I think that's going to be a really good game tonight. The other one you need to watch is the Caps and the Maple Leafs. They are tied up 2-2 in the NHL. There's another NHL game tonight. You can tune that one out. The Bruins and the Senators series is over. The Bruins are down 3-1. The Bruins are now 1-10 over the last two seasons when facing the Senators. So tonight, tune it in, 7 o'clock, Bulls, Celtics, Maple Leafs, Caps.
This is when the remote control batteries get worn out. You know, usually you, change them once every 18 months or something. This time of year is when they're really put under pressure. I'm bouncing between the playoffs for the NBA and the NHL and shooting around, unless, of course, it's the end of the first half of Cavs-Pacers.
Yeah, I which one's on your bigger screen tonight?
The NBA game. I'm just an NBA guy.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Like, it is.
We'll reverse it.
Yeah, especially that Clippers-Utah game tonight. I'm looking forward to swing game tonight.
I am, but it's not swing against game. Anything NHL-wise.
Five.
So I'm okay with that. You can watch that game.
Thanks
All right,
for
speaking
your
of hockey, Solar Bears lost last night at the Amway Center, but that's okay because they were ahead in the series 2-0. Game four is Saturday night, 7 o'clock. You got to fill the Amway. We need to support the Bears. They got to win Saturday night, and then they got to play Sunday. That's game five. If they win that, they move on to the second round of the Kelly Cup. So go Bears.
Absolutely. Hopefully they can close it out at home this weekend, though. It would have been nice to see them get one in the pocket last night, go up 3-0 and take a stranglehold, but they got plenty more opportunities here.
Six.
All right. The Yankees started off 2017. 2-4. They did that on the road, but they came home to Yankee Stadium and they ended up winning the next seven straight. They are now 9-1 over the last 10 games. They've only done that three times in history: 1922, 1926, and 1987. Your buddy Lou Piniella was the coach of that team back in 1987.
I thought you meant 1927.
No, 1987. They went to the
Lou
World
Piniella's
Series.
Old.
He's not that old. They went to the World Series two out of those three times. But here's the funny thing. I was listening to Russillo Cannell today and Levitard, and no one can name any Yankee players that are starting this year. How are they doing this? Now, I can because I'm a huge New York baseball fan, but the average fan doesn't know who's on the darn team.
No, I mean, I can name Aaron Judge and Starlin Castro. And Castro because, frankly, he played for the Cubs, right? Okay. And Matt Holliday's on this team, too. And, of course,
Gardner and Ellsbury. Yeah.
Right, Jacoby Ellsbury's still hanging around.
And I forgot that. Matt Holliday's their DH.
Yeah, Chase Headley, too, yeah. Because he was brought in. But, I mean, yeah, the two guys that are most exciting on this team, Aaron Judge and Greg Bird, are the two guys to keep an eye on. But, I mean, you don't know who they are.
No.
And this team has zero pitching whatsoever. So, can they keep it going?
This is not the team that New York usually fields, but we're going to see how it goes. And I don't like Chapman. I'm really upset that they got him back from that other team.
They'll be out of it by midseason. Paying Aroldis Chapman is like having a very expensive watch, but looking at your phone to tell the time. He's not necessary for them.
Coming up next is our ESPN Rewind, just like the great rewind of flavor that you get from America's Oldest Brewery since 1829. We're going to give you the best of the best right here on ESPN 580, live, local, and loud.